Well, folks, a state lawmaker who represents Northeast Missouri says West Quincy is under what we call basically, it's not basically, it is a mandatory evacuation tonight. There's been a levee breach in an area called the Durgins Creek. And I'm Brian Helsworth, joining me to talk about this. Very busy. We appreciate his time as State Representative Lewis Riggs of Hannibal. Representative, I just want to start by saying I appreciate your patience because a lot of this is, you've spent a lot of time with me on the phone clarifying a few things. Let's start with that mandatory evacuation. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. What we're looking at is a situation if things go as they appear to be, 13,000 acres underwater, some of the most fertile bottom ground in America, a number of businesses that would cut off access between Illinois and Missouri on US 24, also endanger US Highway 61. North-south. So, yeah, it's a lot to consider, and we haven't had anything like this since 1993. So, a lot of folks experiencing it's one we, you know, we hope we never have to live again.
And just to clarify here that this is, you've had levee failures in both Marion and Lewis counties, it sounds like.
Yes, we did.
You mentioned there's an urgent need for sandbaggers, to fortify the Canton levee on the Mississippi. What's the status of that, and how many sandbaggers do you need, or just as many as possible?
Not sure how many. It's basically all hands on deck for that. National Guard is there. They left Hannibal and after they shored up the football here to 32 feet and proceeded then on to Canton. They've been a real godsend. You know, we can't say enough good things about the Guard, the service they've provided to us, and we're just praying for the folks who have lost, their property. Thankfully, to this point, no one has lost their life. That's one silver lining, but there aren't very many.
Final question for you, and I think this is a very important point. It's something you just emphasized, and you've repeated it to me a couple times. You're asking for prayers for the people that are affected that have lost their levees. I know you've mentioned it a couple times. This is very important to you, and you want people to pray right now.
Yes. We turn to the good Lord above in times of need, and this is one of those times. So the power of prayer is something that a lot of people feel very deeply, and this is the time for it.
Anything you would like to add, feel free.
I just wanted to thank you all for your interest in this and thank everybody else for their interest as well. Red Cross is helping out with the Salvation Army, is helping out with this. There are ways for folks to contribute to this effort if they would like to do so. We've got Mission Hill Baptist Church, YMC and Hannibal, helping people out with their needs. They've been flooded out of their homes. So it's a big deal, and it's something we take very seriously. But again, thank you for your interest, and thank everyone for the prayers.